It is a review, and we are going to focus on Liverpool's season so far, the good and the better. I never trust my mat at the best of times, Neil, to be honest. So when I done this last night, I'm doing it in the best faith that it's right. So I've calculated that we're level on league points with these fixtures, corresponding fixtures last season. If you were to swap out an Ipswich for a Sheffield United, basically it's a game in which we get 3 points from a promoted side. So in the corresponding fixtures last season, we're level on 28, is how I make it. Compared to this stage last season, in terms of actual league games played, we are plus 4. So last season we were on 24 at this point. So it's an excellent start to the season, not only on the eye, but, you know, as we'll get into more on the show in terms of the numbers, particularly around the accumulation of points and where they position themselves.
It is. It's also worth massively respecting the job that's been done in Europe. Last season, at the same time as this, Liverpool were playing Europa League football, and that meant that they could use that group phase in a quite marked different way. And they were always going to get out of the group full stop regardless, but it is worth saying that Liverpool have achieved the results they've achieved in the league whilst also getting, you know, two really good away wins in there as well, and a really good home win against Leverkusen. I think we could all sort of concur Bologna are Europa League class at best. But the other three are serious teams, and, you know, Liverpool across that, they're an aggregate 4-8 with only one conceded, which, you know, and even that came in the first 5 minutes against Milan. It was a bit of a bolt from the blue. So I think that respecting that in the context of everything else that's going on, I think is hugely important to say that it has been a strong start to the season. But I think the caveat that is, it's the same points from the same sets of fixtures as last season, I think is really important. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Liverpool managers pointed that out. It wouldn't surprise me if the Liverpool managers got that on a board. I'd sit somewhere knocking around the axe. This is what you did last season. We need to improve. You know, so the timeline point is right, but I do think that, you know, the way he's gone about his business, the fact that you've seen him in public throw down gauntlets, and very much had the impression from what's been said by people other than him in private he's throwing down gauntlets, says to me that his general attitude will be, I think he'll be erring more on the side of, well, this is exactly the same as last year, boys, it's still got to get better, and that's what the next run's about. But I don't think you can, you know, you can praise squad and players enough, squad and coaching staff enough, really, for what they've achieved so far. The one insult or knock does, you know, remains that result against Forest. But even that, you know, I think it has a little bit of additional context now, where I'm not saying for certain Forest will finish top half, but I wouldn't be surprised if they finish top half from where they currently find themselves. So I think even allowing for that now, that looks a little better. And I think the other thing to point out is that for all the talk, again, of Liverpool's opponents have been, I think that it is fair to say that Arsenal have had a tougher run. But I think it's also worth acknowledging that Arsenal have played two of the promoted sides. Liverpool have had four of their away games against sides that currently sit in the bottom half. I would suspect that Manchester United will probably get their way into the top half by the end of the campaign. But also, all of Liverpool's home games have been against sides that have looked genuinely upwardly mobile. At this point now, you praise Bournemouth, you praise Brentford, you praise Villa, you praise Brighton and Hove Albion, you praise Nottingham Forest, and you praise Chelsea. So I think it's important, you know, the context goes both ways. But I think that the most, as I say, I think what Arne Slot will be referring to is that key stat, which is actually Ledgers are no better off than last season, so you've done nothing yet, which feels very, very Ronnie Moran, and therefore I'm very in favour.